Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Sarah Laurie, Executive Director of the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and artist Heather Bauscher. They're here to talk about an event tomorrow at The Loft, an evening of music and art conversation, which starts at 7. Good morning.
Good morning, Brielle.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So what exactly is going on tomorrow night?
Okay, I'll start. This is Sarah. So the Arts Council wanted to sort of diversify our programming a little bit. And one thing that we sort of saw a need for in the community that perhaps wasn't being met by other avenues was a chance for artists and the public and sort of arts patrons, people who are interested in the arts and maybe are supporters of the arts, not necessarily artists themselves, but also artists, to come together and have some critical discourse about your process, materials, you know, and then even the bigger sort of questions of reality of being an artist and things like that. So this is the second of these events, and we're excited to be offering them.
And what's the format going to be tomorrow night? Like music and then some talking or?
Yeah, I think, and this is Heather, by the way, we'll probably start out with some music, let Ted and Julie play and maybe talk about some of their songs or the history of their band. It is a reunion gathering for them, so maybe hear about their college days or something. I'm sure it'll be interesting. And then we'll look at my art a little bit, and I'll talk about my art a little bit, and then we'll close it out with some more music, I think.
Yeah, so who's playing? You said Ted and Julie.
Yeah, Ted Howard and Julie Schmitz, well-known musicians in town, mm-hmm. and they're having a reunion, like Heather mentioned, of a band called Corn Silk that was formed in Western Montana in the 70s, and yeah, they're getting back together and you know, play and jam, and then not only that, but also, you know, give us some of the backstory, talk about their music choices, and so we have an opportunity to learn things about their process.
That sounds so fun. I've only seen Ted play as part of Belly Meat, really, so be excited to see him in a different group. Heather, what does your art look like for this show?
This is a collection of charcoal drawings and mixed media pieces, gesso, charcoal, ink all together. A lot of reworked images from the life drawing classes I was teaching for the fine arts camp over the winter. And a couple pieces that are studies from around town, people playing music at the Larkspur, some people at the P-Bar, just sketches and drawings.
Have you always been an artist?
Yeah, I guess so. I've always been drawing as long as I can remember, even when I was a little kid. In school, I'd always have notebooks that I just filled with drawings of anything I saw or anything I could draw out of my head. Yeah, always drawing.
How does your artwork fit in with your day job, or how does being an artist work with that?
It's hard to make time for art, and I think every time we have one of these evening artist conversations, that's going to be something that's going to come up. Even Kaya, it was really great listening to Kaya last time, you know, talk about balancing a family and finding time to make art, and, you know, I don't have a family, but I have a lot of different jobs, and balancing all those jobs and still making time to create is definitely difficult. I'm sure there's aspects of my job that bleed into my work, be it subject matter, or I think even before, a common theme was just conflicts between man and nature, and that's a major component of, you know, wildlife management, but trying not to include that part too much into the art talk and try and keep those aspects of my life separate.
would you tell everyone what you do?
I think most people know that I'm the wildlife specialist at the airport, but we probably shouldn't go into for who, because that would require special approval.
That's okay. We can keep that a secret. So Earlier, before we got in the studio, we were talking about how this evening is sort of modeled after art salons, which started, it seems like, a long time ago. Do you have a history on that?
Yeah, I was just double-checking our facts. And back in the 1600s in France, the really big ones were in Paris, and it was just a semi-annual or an annual event for the recent graduates of the fancy high art school, you know, in France at the time. And it was a semi-public event where people would come and look at the new work that was exhibited, and everybody would get to talk about it. But there were smaller scale ones that were done in, you know, homes of high society members. And this is kind of like what we're modeling after, is this intimate gathering in a space where local up-and-coming artists are given a chance to show their work, and everybody hangs out and, you know, has a little wine or snacks and gets to take it all in. And like Sarah was saying, it's really nice to have this opportunity to have a deeper discourse about the art. And I think people really appreciate images in a new way when they have more of the backstory or understand more about the person who created it and why.
Sarah, why did you want to get the community talking about art like this?
I thought that, as I sort of mentioned earlier, that maybe there was a need, or definitely that maybe you're having these kind of conversations at home or around the dinner table, but to bring it into a slightly more public forum. It's still informal, and, you know, all ideas and everybody is welcome, but to encourage people to really give their attention to the work and then critically analyze it and throw ideas out there and ask questions maybe you've always wanted to ask but have been a little shy or uncertain, you know, like, is this a silly question or something like that? And this is like, hey, you know, these people are here to answer your questions. And like, even this conversation that you two were just having is exactly the kind of thing I'm wanting to promote in the community. And then also, as an artist, that's totally invaluable to have that feedback and then see what other people are seeing in your work. You know, you are just you in your own little bubble creating this stuff, and you don't know how it's going to be received or what other, all these other perspectives are coming at it. And so to propel yourself forward as an artist, I really believe that, you know, if you want to be an artist, part of it is exhibiting. And then, so you're communicating something. What are people receiving, you know, from you? You take that in and then move forward and do more work and just try to have that sort of, like, interaction with your audience. That's what it is. Yeah.
Does the Greater Sitka Arts Council have other of these events scheduled?
Well, we're planning to do it every other month. So the last one was at the very end of April. And then we're having this one, and then I guess we'll be having one in August. But it's not sort of firmed up yet, but it will happen. Yeah.
And it'll be a similar, like, music and art.
Exactly.
Style event.
Yep. Yeah, visual art combined with music. Yeah.
Heather, are you looking forward to the conversation tomorrow?
I am. I'm simultaneously really excited and really a little bit nervous. Mm-hmm. I haven't really shown too much work here in Sitka, and the last real significant show I did was actually right before I moved to Alaska to sell everything I had, basically. So it's exciting to be making art again and getting myself back into the process and have an opportunity to share that with people and, like Sarah said, get feedback and, if I'm lucky, a little validation as an artist, I guess.
So when did you move to Alaska?
May of 2011. I arrived on Friday the 13th.
Was that a good omen or a bad omen?
I think it was great. That was about a little more. That was about 5 years ago now. And coming here was definitely the best decision. So, yeah, it was a great day. Good omen.
Well, I definitely look forward to seeing your art. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add about this event or the Greater Sitka Arts Council in general?
I will just encourage people to go. I think this reunion with Corn Silk and also Heather's work, Heather thinks deeply and her work is really amazing. So I really encourage you to get out there and see it and appreciate your community. I'll give you just the dates and all that other information. So it's tomorrow, Saturday, June 4th. It's going to be at the Loft. It starts at 7 p.m. and there will be wine and snacks available there. More information about the Arts Council, we have a website. It's Think Art, Think Sitka. And you can always call me, Sarah, at 747-2787.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning, Heather and Sarah. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brielle.
Yeah, thank you, Brielle.
We were just hearing about this event tomorrow, an evening of music and art. That was Sarah Lawrence, Executive Director of the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and artist Heather Bauscher. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka.